The most recent child death occurred weeks ago when John Johnchuk, who suffers from bipolar disorder, was accused of throwing his 5-year-old daughter Phoebe over a St. Petersburg bridge. His lawyer had even called the Florida Department of Children and Families child abuse hotline hours before the tragedy, but the call was deemed inconsequential. Speaking to the Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee Thursday, DCF Secretary Mike Carroll said he listened to the call repeatedly to see where his hotline staff went wrong.
I listened to the call personally a couple of times. In my gut, I said, for the life of me, I don't understand why we screened this call out. But to me, in these situations, two things I think are equally important. We need to determine what happened. And to me, even more important than what happened, I need to determine why it happened. Because knowing that the call was screened out is one thing. I need to understand the decision-making process that the folks involved in this went through so that I can fix it.
Carroll says after speaking to hotline staff, it seemed there was some confusion in applying the criteria for which hotline operators accept calls to the hotline, and he says that was changed. Now, if the mental health of a person is in question, child protective investigators must start a face-to-face investigation within 4 hours of the hotline call. And Carroll says that single change has already saved some lives.
A young mom was in a home. She was 7 months pregnant. She was involved in a program, and she indicated she had suicidal tendencies and thought her and her children would be better off dead. That was called into the hotline. Using this new criteria, it was accepted. We did an immediate investigation, and that young mom was Baker-acted yesterday, and her children are safe. We will continue to follow that case.
Lawmakers also got briefed on some of the latest changes to the agency based on the comprehensive law, like hiring a new assistant secretary, the status of the Florida Institute for Child Welfare, which focuses on social work, and updated reports from the Child Death Review Committee. Lawmakers also heard updates from Joe Shonda Gurrier, the director of Child Welfare Strategic Projects for the Office of Child Welfare. She says since the implementation of the law, they've learned a lot, and they've made further changes based on the shooting in Bell that left 8 people dead. In that case, Don Sperrett killed his daughter and her 6 kids before turning the gun on himself. Weeks before the shooting, calls were made to the state abuse hotline over substance abuse in the home. Gurrier says the way the critical incident rapid response team deployed to look into a case has changed. CERT, an investigative team, is one of the new components of the 2014 law.
One of the things that we identified is we really needed to recruit more people with specializations in domestic violence, as well as substance abuse and mental health. So we've actively reached out to some partners for them to participate in the next training that we will do in February. And we have 56 individuals already registered to participate in that training. So one of the other things that we learned in doing is that we went back out on 272 Well, we actually reviewed 272 additional cases in which various actions were taken as a result of the things that we were seeing from the Bell case.
Meanwhile, in the coming weeks, the CERT team is expected to report the full findings of what went wrong in the case of Phoebe Johnchuk. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.